Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Go to Washington, D.C., check in with Pulitzer Prize-winning columnist Clarence Page, senior member of the Chicago Tribune editorial board. Good morning, Clarence.
Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Well, I'm wondering why the president do what I would have advised him to do a couple of days ago. I would have said, look, Mr. President, go out there, give your speech, talk about why we need to get out of Afghanistan, but go ahead and admit you made a mistake with this withdrawal and you misjudged things, and remind people that you said when you were running, if I make a mistake, I'm going to be honest with you and tell you. So do that. No politicians ever do that. And then people will go easier on you. Why wouldn't he take my advice on that?
Yeah, well, you know, I think he did in his own way, but he also made an argument for why he did what he did the way he did it.
Right. Yeah, he was a little defensive.
Yeah. By that, Bob, I mean that he knows it's a messy withdrawal, but he was caught by surprise. I think that's the part that he doesn't want to admit to, that he was caught by surprise, thinking that there would be it would take longer for the Taliban to get all the way to Kabul and get through it, and that we would have enough time. He was talking in terms of weeks, or certainly days, not hours. And what happened was that as soon as the Afghan army troops could look up and see they were not getting covered by the U.S. Air Force anymore, they just literally dropped their weapons and said, okay, guys, come on in. The problem here, again, gets back to corruption of the Afghan government, the one whose president immediately left the country. There was so much corruption that they were lying to us about how many troops they had in the first place, and they were pocketing the money that we were sending to pay for those non-existent troops. You had a situation in which the Taliban themselves have always been operating their own public relations campaign out in the hinterlands, and they have had control of most of the country. If you look at a map, and the red areas are under Taliban control, they have had a control of most of the country for years. What they didn't have control of was the cities like Kandahar and Kabul and the others. But what we saw, they now have rolled through the cities much faster than the Biden administration expected, partly because they didn't have to fight their way through. A lot of them came to a town, talked to the leaders, and negotiated with them, and got the keys to the city, literally. And so it's the problem was that you've got a real competition here between the Taliban and other political parties, if you will. And that is now put them in a situation where they are not doing PR with the United States, and insisting that they're not going to oppress women, that they're going to have free press, et cetera. We've seen those promises broken in the past, but for now, that's where it is.
Mm-hmm. And do you believe any of those promises? Do you believe the Taliban has changed and moderated?
I would say marginally. There is a different leadership now, and there's a different approach. But, you know, while on the one hand, we have instances of girls still being allowed to go to school in some of these villages that are under Taliban control, and others they are not, and just as hard-headed as they ever were. So that's a very mixed picture in a country that, remember, we're talking about a political party, as far as the Taliban go, a political organization that has 18th-century values at best. We're talking about a country that is still very rural and mostly controlled by tribal leaders, not by conventional municipal governments. So you could say anything could happen at one time anywhere in Afghanistan.
The reports are that the intelligence that was given to the White House did did state that the Taliban could possibly move in quickly. Now, the White House says the intel was vague and far from certain, but it seems like there was some breakdown here somewhere, doesn't it?
Yes, yes. Now it's time for the finger pointing and the circular firing squads. But, Bob, you know that we've got 19 intelligence agencies in our government, and they're all pouring in reports. Many of them conflicting. Different people have got different interpretations of what's going on. You got your spies out there in the field. God love them because they're courageous as they can be for no public credit. And they're feeding information to the analysts. And the analysts, most of them say, sit back here in Washington, and they're saying, well, we got this group and that group, and they got control of this, control of that. And so the whole thing comes up with this, the PDB. Remember that, the President's Daily Brief?
Yep.
That President Bush didn't read, was ridiculed for it later.
President Trump didn't read, right?
Well, yeah, you know, I mean, these things come in every day. And believe me, Barack Obama came into office, the folks I know in the administration said, boy, you really find out just how frightening this world is every day when that PDB comes in. There is so much going on. People got swords and missiles aimed at the United States all over the planet. And so the buck stops here. When Biden said that, he meant to say that, I got to wear the jacket for this, you know.
Yeah.
He's not going to come off as a guy who's too apologetic, because he knows the majority of Americans want to get out of Afghanistan. They know it's been a mess for too long, 20 years, and been marginal progress. You can see what kind of progress was made here now. And so people wanted to get out, and that's why Biden is holding the line. I know in hindsight, I'm sure he wishes he had gotten a more soft landing together, but it is what it is right now.
And President Biden is getting it from both sides of the aisle now, but given the fact that most Americans do want us out of Afghanistan and have wanted us out for a long time, do you think this will not be a lasting liability for the Biden administration? And people are already looking to the midterms.
Well, I look back to the departure from Saigon, which you remember was a mess too, it hurt Gerald Ford in the ratings. Remember President Gerald Ford, that brief light, his ratings went down when people saw folks fleeing Saigon on American helicopters or grabbing boats and becoming boat people, etc. But over time, his polling came back up. Not enough, as it turned out, to beat Jimmy Carter in the end, but nevertheless, that was a time when the country had similar feelings. Everybody wanted to get out of Vietnam by then, 1975, I was drafted in 69 and served. I was out in 71, came back to Chicago, and it was still a mess over there, but we were on our way out at that point, and the draft had ended, and the Americans wanted to get out. And settled that it was, you just take what you can get. And the same kind of thing, I suspect, is going to happen here. Let's face it, Joe Biden has enough crises right now that there will always be something else to steal the headlines next week or the week after.
Yes, and the headline in the Trib today on Clarence Page's column and online, President Biden's Afghan pullout looked good until it didn't. Clarence, always great to get your perspective on things, if Walter Jacobson doesn't mind us stealing his term there. And
thank you, Bob. It's great to hear from you. Thanks for checking on me down here.
I'll talk to you soon. Clarence Page in Washington, D.C.